Just a friendly reminder that the opinions expressed on this show are not worth a Canadian penny, so disregard anything you hear that might get anyone in trouble. And despite some of the great ideas you may hear, don't try them at home. Go to a friend's house instead.
It's time to get a gun. That's what I've been thinking. Well, I could afford one. And if I did just a little less drinking, time to put something between me and the sun. Get a gun.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Slamfire Radio, episode 544 for May 8th, 2024. I'm one of your hosts, Kelly.
And I'm Adriel.
It's just the two of us again. So,
Kyle's doing baseball.
Kyle is doing baseball. He's being a responsible dad, which is awesome. I think that's great.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, when your kids are that small, you need to be able to be there for them. Because guess what? They grow up. And then they become gamers and then they never want to see you again. So
they game in the basement.
Yeah.
They become basement trolls and
yeah. Then they move out, and when they're 25, they move back in with their mother. Just saying. Okay.
Wow, have you seen the price of houses out there right now?
I know, right? So I said to my son, no, you can stay another year. You can't move out.
Yeah, save up.
All right.
Good idea.
Adriel, what did you do in guns this week?
I did some stuff. I hit the range to test the WSMCR and then shoot the FN-49. Did I talk about that? I got two shots out of the MCR.
Yeah.
And then the piston bent.
Not good.
But, okay. So I got home.
Yeah.
I took that piston out. And I applied some strategic bending to it to make it straighter.
Yeah.
And then I changed the uppers because I have two uppers for my WSMCR. I changed to one that had a brand new one that has steel bushing in the top. And then I took it to, well, I had a 3-gun match last weekend. So I took it, but I asked the guy who I'd borrowed that Raven from before. I'm like, yo, can you bring your Raven so I can shoot that thing? He's like, yeah, okay. So I used his Raven. It ran good, so I won the match.
The guy who I beat, congrats.
He had some it was his magazines, not his rifle, but he had some rifle problems. One of his mags had like a catastrophic jam on him, and it really messed him up on like a pretty hard stage. This was four stages. Lots of moving up and down range, which was cool. That was a really neat part of it. Lots of side-to-side stuff. And then one interesting thing at this match was we had some horizontal rifle spinner targets. And a spinner target, normally you have to use a shotgun, and you have to put a lot of power onto the plates to get them to spin properly. With a shotgun at 10 meters, you can do it no problem. With a rifle at 50, 60 meters, it's challenging. So that was a pretty hard aspect of the match, and one that ate a lot of people's lunch at this match.
No.
And that was the one that that Jay had his jam on. And without that, it would have been like we would have been neck and neck. It would have been like real, real close. But yeah, it was so I won the match. I had to shoot in TAC Ops because I shot with a scope, but I'd rather shoot with a red dot. Like you have to get the gun up. You have to get that perfect eye relief. You need like that cheek rest to look through the scope exactly. Whereas with the red dot, I can be slops. I can be total slops with the red dot and just shoot from, because you're not shooting from the same position. You're not shooting from your like chest. You're not going prone and standing, all that kind of stuff. You're doing like through VTACs, you're shooting around stuff, you're bringing it up, firing a couple shots, moving over. So like the ability for that red dot to get on target and start wailing away with the shots is way more important than the better precision at like medium range. So I want to go back to the red dot.
You want to go back to the red dot.
So I've applied for my restricted reg cert. That gun right there, I want it. That's my Raven I'm pointing to for the audio listeners.
Yeah.
I want to be able to take it to the range and sight it in, make sure it runs so I can, because I got a match in a month, a big match in a month. I'd rather use it than any other firearm I have in this place. Yeah, so the match went well. Cool. I won.
Yeah.
A certificate to Spectre Ballistics.
Really?
40% off anything they make. That's a pretty big gift certificate. 40%.
Awesome. What are you getting?
Well, they make a bunch of like 1022s, right?
Yeah, so, they do.
Yeah. The whole rifle.
Yeah.
So I'm just been trying to figure out what I get, because they've got, let's see here. Where's their firearms? Non-restricted.
You know what I think we should do?
Mm-hmm.
We should get our listeners to send you what they think that you should buy.
Yeah. Because I got some of these, like this Apex match with the complete chassis and a Magpul, or I could get one like the Hogue overmold that's like
which is a little
bit more plain.
Yeah, it's nice though. I like that.
This, what, blue, red? I got a couple of blue guns already, maybe like a blue gun. Okay. Maybe they don't have anything a little bit more obnoxious. Like they had purple and green at some point, but looks like now they're just back to, oh yeah, and they've got that rear charging handle receiver as well.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I should get something with that.
Is it for the whole entire order?
One item.
Oh,
my one item could be a $1,500 gun and get 40% off on it, right?
Okay, you know what you really should do? You should go for the gun, because you're never going to get that again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I was thinking it was for the order, you could do a combo deal.
Yeah. But which one? Which one? A 50 MOA receiver? Or, I mean, one of these ST-22s. Match 12. That looks like that would work for Steel Challenge and that kind of thing.
Tony has a suggestion for you.
Uh-huh.
He said to Astroson if you can get the not yet release completed SBI 180s with the discount.
Hmm.
That's good. That's actually really good.
Probably.
Yeah. Really good suggestion, Tony.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anywho. Yeah. So
congrats on that.
I'm jazzed about the gift certificate. That's I gotta figure out what I'm gonna do with that. That was random draw too. And like I was the first one drawn. I'm like, yeah, give me that. There were two of them on the table. I'm like, that one right there.
Didn't even have to think about it.
No, not at all. No. Mm. There was some other good ones. I think there was a $50 gift certificate with Tundra Supply and a couple other things on there, which were also really good. But that 40% off, I can make that sing. I can make that work for me. Yeah.
Cool.
I ordered a shotgun and some primers from Tenda. The shotgun's just like a Palk shotgun, a Churchill 612.
Yep.
And the primers, because I was doing the order anyways, might as well, you know, get some small pistol primers and add to my ridiculous stockpile of 9mm. At this point, is a stockpile. When your metal shelf has got like a bad bend in it, that's a stockpile.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is it just one of those basic aluminum shelves, or is it like
steel wire?
Oh my.
It says it holds 300 pounds. I'm putting it to the test.
Yes. Yeah. That one shelf.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. At BTSA, we don't get to pick. It's a signed prize and draw. I like the random. Well, I'm biased here. I like random draw because that's what we've always done. But I like it because it encourages people to stay and clean up. If you leave before the cleanup's done, you don't get a chance to win anything. And I like random draw because sometimes someone who is like, maybe it's like their first match ever and they win something, and it's like, wow, that's like that. That's really cool. So I prefer random draw, not assigned based on like rank and that kind of thing. And once in a while, there's a prize that's not the most expensive thing on the table that I want. Yep.
Yeah.
And I'd rather pick it up than, you know, the absolute best thing.
Some of the best matches that I've been at have the volunteers. They have a draw for the volunteers too.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's really cool.
It's
really nice to, I don't say you have to have it. Mm-hmm. Because volunteering, a lot of times we volunteer just because we want to do it, but it's always nice to have that too. So, but yeah, go on up, pick your prize. I've been to matches where it has been your first place, you get this prize because it's a sponsored prize, right? And they want to give it to whoever is the first place person. Or yeah, so I really like hats. So if it's
So for volunteers, if you want to give them like a crack at a hat first, I think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
All volunteers get a hat. Yeah. But then the prizes, like the good prizes, everyone gets a chance. I don't know.
I think it's a really good idea.
Is that too commie of me?
No.
Anywho. No.
What? Everybody? That's very socialist. Normally you're very much a capitalist and
yeah. But like if there are big prizes associated with ranking, it will make people act like jerks instead of like competing for the sake of competing. They're competing now to win something that's like worth something. So I would rather people compete for competition's sake than compete for if I get first instead of second, that means I get $1,000 prize instead of a $500 prize, right? That's now you're giving people a financial motivation to cheat or just act unethically. So
yeah, there's been a lot of discussion around that.
Yeah,
I took part in one of those discussions last year, and somebody who won first place at and received a prize. It was a sponsor's prize, and they took it and they sold it. And I'm going, okay, but I also understand why sometimes people will sell it, because if they are a nationally ranked shooter and they need the funds, they already have their guns and they will actually sell the prizes so that they can fund their competitions. However, that also being said, it's not something that I would do. I can't do it. I can't sell a gun or a prize that I've won a couple of guns, so I can't. And they're still downstairs in my safe.
I might sell something I won.
I know you might.
Sorry, capitalist comes back. Buy low, sell high.
Yeah.
Sometimes I've won stuff where it's like, oh, I already have one of these, but now I guess I have two. And then or there's been a couple of things where I won it and I used it and I didn't like it as much as the stuff I already had. And it's like, okay, well, I'm not just going to hang on to it. It's going to get sold. So,
I think that's totally okay. If it's something that you've used and you're going, no, it's not for me, go and sell it. Somebody else can use it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry.
I put out a couple of videos. I put out a video on the Raven Builders Kit. I did one on gun ranges in Edmonton based on Tony's recommendation. So I put the article out and he's like, I'll put it on YouTube. I'm like, oh yeah, of course. Yeah. So I put that on YouTube. I did one finally because one of my articles, one of my older articles on getting started in the 3-gun in Canada is outdated. It's like, oh, buy an AR. And I got a thing. It's like, oh, well, no good more. So,
we have to update that. That didn't age well, did it? No.
Okay. That's been an evolving thing because from my first article on 3-gun to I've actually updated that thing 4 times and like given different recommendations. The shotgun market changed, like the original semi-auto shotguns that I recommended 10 years ago have changed. And some of the pistols have changed. And
significant.
Now you can't get a pistol, so maybe PCC and your shotguns. Okay, well, there's that. And yada, yada, yada. Lots of different stuff on there. And then so I posted a photo of this online.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Yeah, this is my blackout barrel came in. John sent it to me. So I popped that guy on there. Oh, the length is perfect for it. Oh, it's so perfect. No muzzle device, just a thread protector and 26.5 inch OAL. It's perfect because you need 26 inches and I've got 26.5. Acceptable barrel length for 300 blackout. So 10 and a half inches is you can actually do something with that in 300 blackout. And the nice thing about this, yes, it's nice and small, but you can actually put it to, like, you can put the stock to a reasonable length so that you can actually shoot the thing, which I think is good. I put like a little hand grip because this crappy old four-end I have is key mod, and I have a couple of cheap key mod accessories. So I put them on there. I got like a hand stop on there, like a kind of like a foregrip. I put a push button QD there, push button QD there, which means that this thing sits very nicely on your chest, completely out of the way. It's so small and easy to sling up with. Mm-hmm. And now I got to go shoot it.
Yeah, not you restricted,
so I can take this thing to the range and shoot it. So I have a mag of some police pickups, some police 300 blackout, and some reloaded 300 blackout in there just to try it out. I might make a couple of extra rounds because I've also got some all copper blackout rounds, and it's they open up the pedals on it, and I think someone was telling me that 8.6 blackout with a 1-in-3 twist, was that one of our guests? That was one of our guests. Yes, just recently here.
That Gray was Birch. Last week.
Yeah, he was saying that 8.6 with a tight twist like really spins in there. I don't know what the twist is on this 300 blackout barrel is. But anyways, I'm going to get some copper bullets, or I have copper bullets for it, so I need to do that. Tony's saying, please paint it white. I am going to rattle can this with the cheapest, shittiest Krylon possible. And that's going to be my my paint to the white. There's stuff that, all this other stuff, like this and this, were actually Cerakoted like 8 or 9 years ago as part of like an AR build. I have a white upper and lower for my AR that also matches
it. It's been longer than that.
Probably.
It's been longer than that.
The before times before COVID, it's like everyone underestimates how long it's been.
BCB. No, BCC.
Before COVID.
Before COVID.
Yeah, before COVID.
No.
Yeah. This is, should be good. I took photos of it with my 540 mag on there because it's ridiculous. But realistically, what I'm going to be doing when I hunt with it, because it's manually actuated, is hunt with these little 10 rounders.
Yeah.
This is just a 10 round mag, and it's nice and compact, and it doesn't stick out of the gun that much. And it keeps with the uber compact meme-ness of
it.
Yeah. Actually, on Facebook, I posted this on the Hunting Gear Guy Facebook page, and some of the other guys who have built similar rifles posted theirs, and there's some pretty good looking stuff.
Really?
Some guys are running pig guns, like hog guns.
Yep.
Like this, because that's small. That's like you can chuck that in a quad or whatever, and then if you get on a hog, take it out with a nice teeny tiny gun. I'm so happy that the muzzle worked out, because I didn't want a break or anything on this thing, because I'm probably going to shoot it while hunting. So I need, you know, no break. Don't want the loudness. So
no.
Yeah. Oh, just the orange parts. These are actually kind of reddish. I guess I can paint those too. Though they look. They're red, but
he doesn't want you shiny. To paint the receiver.
I'm going to paint everything, Tony. I'm not even going to mask things off. You'll be lucky if I take the optic off, and then it's all getting a coat. It's one big thick coat. That's how you're supposed to do it, right? Not even multiple coats. I don't know. So yeah, I'll paint it. I like the white paint because a lot of the times when I'm hunting in the winter, in November, there's snow on the ground. So
yep.
Pure white gun doesn't look off. So I need to reload some more 300 blackout this weekend. I got a busy weekend this weekend. Maple Speed on Saturday. It's going to be at Chaz. That's west of the city. And I'm going to go home. And then Sunday, I'm going to drive the other way and do a PAL course at Sherwood Park. So,
yeah.
A pretty busy one coming up. I think I mentioned in the last call, I'm going to be doing PAL courses every weekend for a while. Mid-June somewhere. That's when
forever.
That's when I won't be doing any PAL courses. Yeah. But then I'm doing other stuff. Then I'm stopping briefly so I can do that 2-day 3-gun match. And I don't know.
Question. Are they going to do Prairie Fire this year?
I don't know. I didn't go last year.
No, I know you didn't.
I won't be able to, because I guarantee I've got something else going. My schedule is toast until September. I packed it. Like it's like 30% maple seed, 30% three gun, 30% pal courses.
Well, there you go. You're doing stuff for yourself. You're shooting for yourself too.
Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah.
Good for
some
you.
Of those in there. Yeah. Yeah. I'm trying to, trying to mix it up, get them all in there. And then, oh, the long weekends are reserved for family, right? To go camping and that kind of thing. I never do a pal course or a maple seed or anything like that on a long weekend.
Otherwise, are you doing something this weekend, sorry, for your wife because it's Mother's Day? Sunday?
I am leaving.
Did you remember that?
Kids. I remember. I'm leaving her alone with the kids.
Go and buy her something nice.
I'll be out volunteering and then, bringing home the bacon with the pal cord.
All right.
Bring her something nice. Yeah. My tired ass at the end of the day. And I'm going to just like lay around the house. I think that's what I'm going to bring her.
Okay.
What are you doing? That's appropriate for Mother's Day, right?
Yeah, sure. Yes.
I'll go get her some flowers tomorrow, maybe. And then that's it.
Good idea. She'll
be like, okay, I'm out of here. Yeah. What about all you? Right.
This past week, I did not get to the range, but I planned a couple of dates to get to the range. So that's going to be fun. I paid my membership fee for FRPC. I chatted with one of our maple seed friends that we have not had a maple seed at in the past few years. It was really good to reconnect with them. So we had a long chat. So we're going to be doing a maple seed potentially at Napanegan Ranch, which is awesome because it's right down the road and I get to sleep in my bed that evening. But I also get to go to, it's one of my old ranges that I belong to. Really good people there. So it was really nice to reconnect with them. So I'm paid up for my memberships. I specifically am planning some maple seed dates now that the other sheep bosses in Ontario have confirmed a few more dates. And so I'm just filling up the rest of my calendar with that. On Monday, which was a new weird date for this. Monday. I did the She Shoots podcast. We had Tracy Wilson on and she was talking about National Range Day. It aired yesterday, but it was pre-recorded from Monday. So I would like everybody to go and visit the Canadian University Shooting Federation or Lady Guns YouTube page. And go and look up yesterday's, or go and listen to it on the podcast where you can listen to this on the podcast. So if you're listening to this, then you can, yeah. So I'm also going to be doing the Club Level ATT handgun course. I was talking with Henri, who I'm going to be doing that with today, and just confirmed everything. I'm bringing a couple of my pistols, and tomorrow night, we're meeting with the Gunny Girl Calendar crew, and we're going to look at the selection process, I believe.
You don't need a selection process. You got one winner. You got one winner in
the email. I know. We have already. I've sent that to everybody, and I said this needs to go on our calendar cover. I've picked the 2025 calendar cover model. Calendar Girl is Adriel Michaud. In his onesie.
Yeah, had to better than the women, even at the Gunny Girl Calendar.
No. I hate to tell you, Adriel, they weren't biting. I do not believe
you. Oh, darn it.
It will be. Thank you for applying. You will not be advancing in the selection process.
You could be meaner than that. That'd be way funnier.
We're quite nice. Oh. But we only have 13 spots.
You should do like a Simon Powell level like beatdown of it of like,
oh, that's
red,
horrible.
Red buzzer moment.
No, that's horrible.
It's just me. You can do it for mine.
Oh, not you? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Not the other one. Just mine.
I'll send you personally. I'll write it personally for you and send it.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm still sick as a dog, but yeah, that's about it. I haven't done much. Working my butt off. Okay, so let's get into things that are happening. New events, that old stuff. Let's see.
I can upcoming read the events off. I've got half of them at least.
Yeah, you do. Three gun. You're up.
Chirp Park multi-gun, May 11th. That's this weekend. Mighty Peace three gun this weekend. Niagara Regional Sportsman's three gun also this weekend. So three gun everywhere this weekend. There'll be a Chaz three gun match on June 1st. There'll be a multi-gun match June 7th at Guelph. That's the Guelph Rod and Gun Club. CDTSA, that's Milo. They're going to have one on the 9th. Why 7th? Why would that be? I see this Canadian multi-gun series for Guelph is the 7th of June, but that doesn't make any sense. That's a Friday. That might be the day after. I don't know. And then the Sherwood Park Fish and Game multi-gun team match is on the 15th. And that one, I think there's still spots available for that one. So if you've been on the fence, register, even if you don't have a team, and they will put you on a team. Next up is Maple Seed. Yep. There's a couple of events that are coming up for that that still have spots. And I have, as of today, updated the events that are up on the website. So we sent out an email recently, too. So if you got the email, you're good. If you didn't get the email, go to mapleseedrifleman.com/events or just mapleseedrifleman, like Google it and find the events listing. Chaz this weekend, still got spots available. At this point,
really,
if you register, you may get very personalized instruction. You may get a platinum Maple Seed experience with the level of attention you will receive at this event. Next one after that. So that's this weekend, May 11th, May 26th at Lone Butte, BC. That one's still got spots open. AMA in Nova Scotia, May 31st. That one's still with range members. That one will open to the public soon. So if you're in Nova Scotia, take a look at that one. Peace River is June 8th, and Kananaskis is also June 8th and 9th. Armstrong, BC, June 9th. Elmira Rod and Gun Club in Ontario, June 9th. That one's already sold out. And that's 30 days. That's enough. If you want to take a look at any of the other ones, head on over to mapleseedrifleman.com. HGG Firearms Training. I'm sold out until July. So if you want to get a firearms license in July, or if you have a friend or family in the Edmonton area who you think should get their PAL license, like a youth 12 to 17 or your significant other, take a look on my website, huntinggearguy.com, and then follow the link for the PAL courses in Edmonton. And I got a schedule up there with whichever dates have availability.
Okay. Awesome. Excellent. We're flogging your extracurricular.
Kelly, if you called me a shill, it wouldn't hurt me. It would warm my heart to know that I'm taking advantage of every opportunity in front of me.
Well, I think that, again, capitalism. That's everything that we love about you, Adriel. So I did want
Did you know that 2023 had the most people get their PAL course of any other year in Canada?
Yes. And you know why that was?
Me.
Correct. No. It's because of C21. People were not able to get their handguns. So our population has increased. So we're no longer 2.3 million gun owners in Canada. We're 2.4 million that have also acquired. So 100,000 have acquired their PAL license and our PALs in recent years. And it's, quite frankly, thank you to the Liberal government for doing it, because you're increasing this exponentially.
It was 88,000 people in 1 year.
Okay. Well,
that was
20, I rounded up.
You said in the last couple of years, that's accurate. I'm just like adding extra detail.
Okay.
Yeah.
Last year, 88,000.
Yeah. 88,000 last year, 28,000 the year before that, 39,000 the year before that.
So in negative 2 years,
2020, like some people died. Too many people died. Not enough people got licensed, because this is net, right?
No, it's so COVID. Everything was shut down in COVID.
Kill that many people?
Minus. No, people, they weren't running PAL courses, right?
And it's minus. So like, this is like, I don't know. I don't know what the amount of, because this is all net. This is a net change. I don't know how many PAL owners die every year, but it must be, well, some like maybe minus 20,000, minus 30,000, something like that. 20 or 30,000 PAL owners must die each year. So this 80,000 is probably like the amount of people who are actually licensed was probably like well over 100,000. Because that's that you have to add on the people who died in there as well, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody's allowed to die.
Okay.
Truly. You're not allowed to die. We have to keep our numbers up. Yeah, we were talking about that the other day.
What a sausage fest. 85% male, 15% female. Total sausage fest. Yukon, 28%. Working on it. Well, you're exceeding in the Yukon and Nunavut and that kind of thing. Places where they know they need to have a gun.
Yeah.
More likely for females to have a gun.
I'd like to see what the trend is. Do you have the PI. Trend for... Do you have a trend for over the years? Females versus males?
This is total. I don't have a trend for... And this is thegunblog.ca, their facts and stats page. They've got quite a bit on here. It looks like a sausage fest everywhere. PI is the worst for the sausage fest. They're 91% male, 9% female. Alberta, 16%. Ontario, 15%. PI, no females getting guns there. Yukon leading at 28%. Anyways, interesting.
Okay. Well, thanks for actually doing that. I know that there was another hearing this week, and it was in Campbellford, but that's the reason why Tracy Wilson had to record early. So I wonder what happened to that. I wonder if the bylaw passed or if they were able to knock that out. You know what it really should do?
It was streaming live.
Was it?
Yeah.
Did we get an update? No, oh, shoot.
Watching a municipal town council meeting is not my idea of fun, regardless of the topic.
All right. Well, I'll get an update from Tracy. Again, sorry about coughing. Mm-hmm. But why don't we get into the new gun stuff? And while you're talking about some of this other stuff, I'm going to get an update if I can. So need a new boomstick. Bullseye North is Canada's shooting superstore and a proud sponsor of the CCFR. With a wide selection of guns and top trending gear for any shooter, they have free shipping over $250. Some exclusions apply. They now have a $17 flat rate shipping for orders below the $250. Excuse me. Subscribe to the weekly newsletter to get the first access to the hottest deals. So why don't you bring us into the loop on what's new in guns? And I'll ask Tracy about that.
Yeah, you bet. So there's a couple of things that they've got that are interesting. So their sales are ending today, right? That's their cycle. So taking a look at what they've got, Norica air rifles, 40% off. That ends tonight. 10% off blades, 10% off Savage rifles and mags. And no, that's all of them. That's all of them that that are on sale tonight. So Norica air rifles. Ooh, those are quite a bit off. So they're kind of like break in the middle, break style 177. 755 FPS? Oh, you can get a non-restricted. Oh, 820 FPS, 22 cal? Oh, that would kill the hell out of a grouse or whatever you're shooting with it. That's interesting. And it's cheap too. Okay, so the Norica Dragon Air Rifle, 22 cal, 820 FPS, $150. That is decent. So you'll need your PAL for that one. Anything over 500 FPS, you got to have your PAL. Sorry. Yeah, you could use this to kill something. 2.9 kg, not very heavy. Just under 6 pounds, or 6 pounds probably bang on there. You should buy one of those, Kelly. You should roll down there and get one of those things.
Just roll on down.
Let's talk about some other stuff here. Rangeview's got a sale, and they got a couple of different things. They got some Federal Premium 7mm PRC ammo. If you're in that People's Republic Army of China, I guess that's good for you. But they've also got the SM. That's a joke, by the way. It's a PRC. It's like a cartridge. Just in case anyone thinks I don't know what it is. The more interesting thing for me, they got SMB 308 precision rifle ammo. It's got 175 grain hollow point boat tail round. 20 rounds for $32.99 for match ammo. $30 for a box of match ammo. It's good. That's a good price. I would look at getting one of those. Yep. The next thing, SFRC has the Churchill 612 pump action shotguns on sale. So they got a couple of different kinds there. They've got the Shockwave one that comes with this pistol grip and quote unquote holster, as well as the full length stock if you actually want to shoot the thing and hit what you're aiming at. They got that too. So they've got the party version or the practical version, whichever practical one you want. Yep. Calgary Shooting Center has restocked on their M Carbo stuff, and M Carbo's, they've got a couple of other interesting products that they have right now. They have a KSG shell deflector. I don't know how it would reflect, but it deflects. They got a firearm feed ramp polishing kit if you need that kind of thing. And then they got some more practical things like the Savage Axis trigger kit and flat trigger for the Ruger PC carbine. Actually, I have quite a few things for the Ruger PC carbine. A couple things for the Sig Sauer P320 and so on and so forth. So if you're looking for like a trigger or a spring kit to make your trigger a little bit lighter, they've got them. Gotenda has the Meme Mag. This is the 30 round drum magazine for your Turkish pump action shotguns. It's $200.
Really?
But it fits more than a box of shotgun shells in the mag. Now, if you were a gamer, you might take one of those bullpup semi-autos and modify it as such so that it could fit one of these magazines unmodified. These magazines are made for pump actions. Perhaps you could modify a bullpup to fit one of these things. Perhaps. And perhaps you could use it at three-gun matches to utterly dominate rounds that stages that maybe need more of a shotgun approach to it.
Perhaps.
Perhaps. You would never need to reload it. 30 rounds is good for a whole stage. There aren't stages where you need more than 30 rounds. Unless you know, start dumping some rounds out of it because it doesn't want to run. I think TNA reduced the price even more on their primers. Okay. Their Cam Pro small pistol primers, 5,000 for total, $325. This is $65 per 1,000 primers. This has to be the cheapest that these have been. These at one point, these were like $85 per 1,000, but $65? That's got to be the lowest price. It's 5,000 of them, though. You got to buy a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Buy four boxes of 1,000 primers, get 1,000 free. Or alternatively, you could think about it as buy 5,000 and get them for $65. Tony says, Bullpup, where are you going to put your arm? Okay, Tony, I'm going to put this on me for a second. You got to hold it like this. You got to kind of shoot it like that. You got short arms. That is what it looks like. Supposedly that's what it would look like if you had to do such a thing.
True.
That's
it?
All I could find. That's all I could find.
Cool. All right. So we have no main topic tonight, but we do actually have a little bit of a main topic. Do you want to tell everybody that we've been thinking about doing?
We are looking for another co-host, someone
you
who
bet
can show up on Wednesday nights and chat with us about guns and not say too many times like me
or me, or actually
always.
Or always anyways.
If you have some weird colloquialisms, that's great. Kettle of fish, yes. That kind of thing. Yeah. Those would fit in fine.
Yes, they would.
Yeah, yeah. But anyways, yeah, if you're interested in co-hosting with us, email us, slamfireradio@gmail.com. We'd be happy to. We should do it like last time where we get like people to like come on. And like do a show. Yeah.
Suggest a topic.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of co-host.
Do a show.
Lead.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. What we're looking for you is to send us an email, say that you're interested. Suggest a topic and we'll have you on and you can actually be the lead host for the night and then we'll make a decision. How long do we want to keep this open for?
Till we get it right.
Excellent. Okay.
That's ambiguous on purpose. Yeah.
Yes.
That's not actually me like standing by some level of quality or something. It's just me being ambiguous. Do you
think
we should have a timeline?
No, I think we would like to hear from everybody as soon as possible because we would love to have another co-host with us.
Yeah.
We're really missing we're really missing some of our other co-hosts. And so when things happen, life happens, whether it's, you know, baseball or leaving the show because you no longer love your other co-hosts. Things happen. So we would love to have another person on, at least one or two, so that we can have discussions and a fulsome discussions about
and some product. Different perspectives, right?
Because exactly.
When you came on, you were coming off of New Shooter Canada, and I would say you're not a new shooter anymore.
That was a while ago. It's been a year or two. And yeah, a female.
Yeah.
I'm still female.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
One of the 15%. Woo-hoo. Right here.
Representing.
Yeah. Oh, you know who I saw recently, speaking about female representation, Amanda was on CTV talking about IPSC and the fact that handguns are frozen and all that other kind of stuff. It was great. I should post it on somewhere instead of just talking about it now that I realize it. Sometimes I share things and I don't think about it. Let me just grab it and throw it into the feed because it was a really good watch. And
I didn't have time to watch it. You did share it with us, so.
BTSA made an appearance in there. one of the they talked to one guy. He's like, "This isn't going to do anything. C21 is not doing. I'm not going to do anything." And they talked to another guy, and he's like, "Well, it might do something." And they're like, "Would it prevent like a criminal from like using a gun?" He's like, "Well, no, obviously not." So it's like, maybe it'll work. I don't know how it's going to work, but maybe. Yeah, it was very funny watching it and seeing the like very obvious fact-based approach. And then the opposite side was just, I don't know. Maybe. Will it stop this? Well, no, it won't stop this. Will it stop? No, it's not going to stop that. We need time to examine the impact. Well, actually, firearms crime is going up. So what are you examining right now? They you can't. It's. I would argue that not a lot of people realize this, but firearms laws have very little impact on firearms homicides. Like very little. There's other factors that are way more important.
Yes.
What's happening in the drug trade, what's happening with gangs or that kind of thing, how disaffected people, like the employment prospects in an area, like all this
economic.
Oh yeah. All this stuff is just so much more influential than firearms law that you can't even look at a time difference. You can't say, okay, we introduced this law when it was C21. I mean, the freeze happened by OIC in what, 2020? 2021?
2020.
So this freeze happened. What's happened since then? Well, firearms homicides have gone up.
Mm-hmm.
But the law went in. Yeah, but what else happened? Okay, well, there was this COVID thing. Now there's this fentanyl thing going on. There's addiction. There's this all the other problems that just like make it so that that firearm law is meaningless, insignificant in impact. So you're not going to see an impact. Like our firearms crime was probably due to go up regardless what laws were in place, just based on what's happening in society. But it's also to say that those firearms laws are almost completely worthless. The ones that have been studied to have impact are like the basic, real basic ones, licensing and the ability to take guns away from people who are nuts. Okay. You need those two things. Those two things are important. And they have studied that, oh yeah, when we have these things, we can stop some homicides from happening.
And guess what?
We have those.
We have those things. Yeah.
All the like ban only this particular one because it's got this name, all that kind of stuff is like, Completely worthless. Anywho, I don't even know how I got into this tangent. Pull me out of here, Kelly. Where are we going?
We went down a rabbit hole. I don't even know how you got there.
We're on the main topic. We talked about asking for a co-host. Oh, I was talking about Amanda's video. That's where I was going.
Yes, you were going to share it. Did you even share it?
Yeah, I put it on our Facebook page there.
Oh, perfect.
Just in the comments. It's in the comments there.
Cool. Can we share Canadian news still?
This is YouTube. So you can share a link to YouTube for anything.
Oh, Okay. That's good. I'll share it around too. So that's it. We just want to know who wants to be one of our hosts. Come and join us. Couple of things. You need to have a sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
Did you really have to think about that?
Yeah.
A little bit. So you have to have a sense of humor and just be available on Wednesdays and come with a fresh perspective.
Indeed.
That's it. Okay. So that's it for the main topic. Not really a main topic, but it is. So
we're doing a quick one tonight.
Yeah, we are.
Listener feedback, Facebook, emails, none of those.
Yeah.
Oh, YouTube.
Kyle's sorry, Adriel's gonna do that live. Kyle's not here.
I can do this. This is something I can do. I am capable.
While you're looking that up, Russ did indicate that a lady who owns a local gun store, she started celebrating 10 years in business, and just this week she was asked on Facebook if people had names for their favorite guns. What about the hosts? Do you have names for your guns?
Absolutely not. No.
I know a lot of people
Too many of them. That'd be like, you know, those families in the 30s, that kind of thing, that had like 20 kids. I'd forget names all the time. And those would be kids. These are like guns that sometimes I shoot and sometimes I don't.
Right. I know a lot of people who have names for the guns. Mm-hmm. I don't. And typically when you name a gun, it's a female name.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't name mine. I have certain guns that are my favorite, but they don't have names.
Mine don't either.
Nope.
Okay. Comments. YouTube. Eddie's saying 8.6 blackout at 500 meters would probably mean death from above, since the bullet would be almost coming in vertically. Yeah, got that rainbow. Regarding 8.6 blackout being a 338 in a chopped down 308 case, I would prefer it to be in a full size case. That is 338 Federal. Mm-hmm. Kelly, Idaho is due south of Alberta, and the Rocky Mountains run across most of it.
Really?
I could be wrong. But I believe most of Idaho would be mountain terrain, except the southwest corner.
Well, where do they grow all the potatoes?
Those are hill potatoes. Grow up on the mountain. I don't know.
Oh my God, I'm so generalized. Idaho. All I think of is potatoes. Oh my God, they have mountains. I just looked it up.
There's 50 states. We can't be expected to know all of them. If you ask someone from America, what do you know about Saskatchewan? 90% of them wouldn't know a thing.
Saskatchewan, that's a funny name.
Yeah, yeah.
What's the capital of Canada? Toronto.
Toronto, yeah. That's easy. That's an easy
one. Oh my God, they have mountains everywhere. And skiing. I'm such an idiot. What is Idaho best known for? Potatoes, trout, and precious stones. There's no mountain in there. And rugged landscapes. Okay.
Rugged potato landscapes.
Yes, I have to go to Idaho. I have to cross the top of my list. It's one state I have not gone to.
I've gone through it, but I forgot about it.
I've never gone through it. Obviously. Okay.
Okay.
That's it.
That's it for that.
Well, thanks for your feedback.
People buying stuff from Cabela's Link. Yeah, we'll do that one of these days. It's back up. It's working again.
It's working again.
I didn't add the Cabela's Link to our website, though, because I forgot. I'll go put it back up there.
Okay.
We're back on that affiliate network, so we can start doing that again.
So if you do want to go and buy something from Cabela's or Brownells, just go to our website. You can click on the link and support the show. And those that do, thank you very much. We'll take the stuff that you're purchasing from Cabela's and we'll review it on a regular basis and give you some of our feedback. Sometimes it's nice feedback and some of it not so nice. Well, it's always nice.
That we should sell some more merch. He's saying nice shirt. I think he's talking about yours.
Yeah. Huh?
Slamfire Radio Hawaiian shirts. Now that's a shirt I would wear.
I think we should actually do that. You are wearing a Hawaiian shirt.
I like wear this. I wore this for work. I don't put this on for the show. This is what I wore for work today. I'm on client calls and internal meetings, and this is what I'm wearing.
I'm funny how Hawaiian shirts, when it's post COVID, are not Boogaloo shirts at all, right?
I wore them before the Boogaloo thing too. Then the Boogaloo thing happened. I was like, okay, well, there's, you know, a bunch of LARPers wearing this thing too. And but now it's all over, so I can wear these things again. Apparently, there's a nod to the Boogaloo Boys in the movie The Civil War. They play a part. There's some Hawaiian shirt wearing tactical guys.
You know what? I think that's a really good idea. Why don't we go in? Why don't you do one of whatever you do with your merchandising and just take our logo and do it as a.
It might be hard to find a good shirt and one of the merchandise. What I might do instead is buy a bunch of these shirts and then bring them to a place to get embroidered and just embroider the Slamfire Radio logo on it, because it's three colors. Just embroider it on, right?
All over it?
No. Just like one, like just right here. Boop, boop.
No, we want Hawaiian shirts with the Slamfire logo.
There's a way. Okay. So, I've seen like camo patterns done with like weird things that aren't camo, but you make it.
You mean like the new camo pattern, CatPat, with the moose on it?
That logo. Oh. For the listeners who don't know what we're talking about, the Canadian Army released an alternative logo. They clarified afterwards, but their alternative logo was some real bad pixel art.
Well, it's pixel art with a moose, and then it also has a Canadian maple leaf in the back.
Yeah, so maybe you could do a pattern with like guns on it and stuff.
We should talk about that.
Tony, if you know how to make this magic happen, you got to let us know, because I don't know. This is beyond my capability as a marketer. I can do digital stuff, but printing stuff, not my strong suit, as Kelly will attest to from our t-shirt misadventures the last time I tried doing this.
Yes.
The hats were fine, but I didn't do those. Kyle did those. But Hawaiian shirts, Slamfire Hawaiian shirts.
I'd be all over that. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's figure it out.
All right.
Cool. Ray, thanks for the suggestion.
Do you want to keep going?
We're into the shout outs because we've already talked about sending an email.
An email. Slamfire@gmail.com.
Yeah. People are going to email the show for,
yeah,
you know, coming on the show. So
yeah.
All right. Thank you to our supporters on Patreon as well as Player. Go on over there and have a look. But yeah, why don't we get into the shout outs? Do you have a shout out?
Oh yeah. So Taylor won PCC Nationals, of course.
Yeah.
I say, of course, like it was tight on some stages between him and Franklin, which shout out to Franklin too. But Taylor's very consistently doing really well in those stages. He had a couple of jams I saw. He posted this whole match video to YouTube, which I really like, because I like to see the real time speed of the best shooters and what it takes. And he's fast.
He's very fast.
Yeah. So go on YouTube, find his video and watch what it takes to take number one at the IPSC PCC Nationals.
Okay. All right.
How about you? You? Anything?
No. Well, no. Thanks to Tracy for coming on. She shoots, you know, the show that I cheat on with you guys with. But she didn't get back to me, so she's busy. So I'll let you guys know.
We're a poly podcast relationship, I'd say.
We're in a very poly podcast relationship. Okay. Anyways, everybody, have a great weekend. We'll see you next week. Go to our Discord and chat with us. I'm not there. Adriel is, you know. Go check us out on YouTube. Go join the CCFR. And yeah, we'll see you next week. Bye.
Later, everyone.
So if you have any comments or questions for the show, please send an email to slamfireradio@gmail.com. Now go grab a gun and shoot something.
When the talking is over, it's time to get a gun.